today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, salam. So welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And for this episode, we have an interesting topic. We're going to speak about bringing up daughter in a Muslim family.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so. I love you so.
Today is Tuesday, is the 3rd of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At this moment, we'll listen to Allah's book, the Holy Quran. We choose chapter Takwir, verses 1 to 9, and then we'll learn about an important point of it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إذا الشمس كورت.
When the sun is wrapped up in darkness.
وإذا النجوم كدرت.
And when the stars fall dispersing.
وإذا الجبال سيرت.
And when the mountains are removed.
وإذا العشار عطلت.
And when full-term she-camels are neglected.
وإذا الوحوش حشرت.
And when the wild beasts are gathered.
وإذا البحار سجرت.
And when the seas are filled with flame.
وإذا النفوس زوجت.
And when the souls are paired.
وإذا الموءودة سئلت.
And when the girl who was buried alive is asked.
بأي ذنب قتلت.
For what sin she was killed.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the most dreadful and most savage actions of the pagan Arabs was female infanticide, which is made reference to repeatedly in the Quran. Some commentators believe that this custom was committed only by one tribe of Arabs, but surely it was not a rare phenomenon. Otherwise, the Quran would not emphatically refer to it on frequent occasions. In any case, it is so terrible and cruel that even its rare occurrence is notable.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you know I don't need
come back to our topic, the blessings of having the daughter in a Muslim family. The daughter is the blessing of Allah. Allah blesses with daughters to those people who deserve them. Islam gave huge respect and honor to daughters. Children are no doubt a great gift from Almighty Allah to all parents. Parents must think of their children as such treasures that all their wealth and material resources are worthless when compared to one's children. We as parents should thank and be grateful to Allah Almighty for blessing us with children, whether they are boys or girls. When a daughter was born into a family, she should be treated as a great blessing. The birth of a baby girl brings many benefits for the family, as daughters would be an important part of society. Parents who are blessed with a daughter should bring her up well, because Allah has promised paradise to whoever raised their daughter well, to be a woman who walks in the path that pleases Allah and does everything under the purpose of seeing the blessings of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his beautiful progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the Islamic perspective in upbringing the girls and our daughters. Of course, our children enter preschool at the age of 6 and then begin school life in the 7th year. Islamic education of girls in school is another important part, the key part of which is on our shoulder. Although our child learns religious and moral teachings in school, these cases are included in the religious books related to her religion and will be explained to her by the teachers and educators. But your daughter's classmates can have a lot of influence on her. How they grew up in families and reached this age will be an important issue. It is necessary to refer again to the subject of action instead of advice and listening. In fact, our child will be influenced by them, so we need to justify her in this case. The next point and tip that we want to present here is that change is always hard, and even in childhood. Imagine that in the discussion of Islamic education of our daughter, we consider one of the most important issues to be the preservation of chastity and complete hijab, both outwardly and morally. But when your child has not yet been justified in this matter until the age of 9, you have not given her the necessary training, she will definitely face problems. It is better to think about education earlier and try to convey everything to your child before this behavioral pattern is formed.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, every day for 15 minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
Teach your daughter, do not give away your rights. Teach your daughter to be patient, yet not give away their rights under the banner of sabr, patience. Allah has granted women different rights and different roles. She has a threefold greater position as a mother than a father. She has the position of being subordinate to her husband in terms of decisions. Yet she has been granted the status of love and respect, and as a daughter, she has the unique position of being a source of Jannah for her parents. Allah has made her special, and she must know her rights in every relationship and demand them if not given. She should not be made to resort to a position of discomfort or humility because society tells her to bear with hardship to protect others. Teach your daughter to uphold what Allah has given her rightfully, and then submit to His will with patience that befits a Muslim. That daughters are the reason for the existence of humanity? Why should having a daughter considered a curse while she's the reason humanity exists? Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his family, himself, said that a woman whose first child is a daughter is blessed. Not only bringing many good things with her, the birth of a daughter is such a blessing for the mother who has carried her for 9 months long as well. Parents of a daughter will be very close to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, on the day of resurrection. As reported, the Messenger of Allah said, "Whoever brings up two girls till they reach the age of puberty, he and I will come on the day of resurrection like this." And he joined his blessed fingers.
When we talk about the equal potential that Allah has given to men and women to acquire the fada'il, the good qualities in human beings, immediately the issue comes up, then why does Islam differentiate in certain laws when it comes to men and women? And we have to realize that there is a difference between what is known as fazilat and what is known as farz. When it comes to qualities in a human being, there is no difference in the potential. When it comes to the issue of roles and duties in society, Islam believes men and women are different. They are equal as human beings. But when it comes to their role in society and how they have to function their roles, Islam keeps that difference in mind, which is part of human nature. Islam emphasizes in family life, especially the status of woman as a mother is highly, celebrated in Islam. The laws of the Sharia are modified in order to accommodate the motherhood status of the woman. For a man to come into masjid, there is a greater sawab. For a mother to do her namaz even at home, has the same sawab. Why? So that she doesn't have to, feel that, okay, to get extra sawab, let me go to the masjid, even though I would be put into inconvenience with taking my baby with me. So everything is there done. The difference is there, not because one is superior and the other is inferior.
So, inshallah, we continue on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, inshallah. Till then, fi amanillah. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.